Welcome. Please state your name and your position.
My name is Jesse Turtle. I'm the Vice President for Institutional Advancement and the Executive Director of the Foundation at St. Petersburg College.
How many years have you been in St. Pete?
I have been in St. Pete for over 30 years, since 1990 or 1986.
Wow. What organizations are you involved in?
So I'm involved in a ton, but not as a volunteer. So I guess my organizations I'm involved in are all of our art museums and parks, you know, but my role at St. Pete College kind of limits me with the organizations that I can be involved with in terms of fundraising.
Sure. What gets you out of bed every day?
St. Pete College really gets me out of bed every day. I wish I had known it 30 years ago. It really is such an amazing place and does such a wonderful job at educating our people. And Dr. Williams, those two things get me out of bed.
Why St. Pete?
The more we travel around Florida, the better we like St. Pete. I mean, it's just such a great city. It has so much to offer. The beaches, the arts, the culture, the restaurants, the atmosphere, the laid back. You know, we go travel all around Florida and just, we always are anxious to get back home, you know, for we're in a weekend in Tallahassee or Miami. Those places are fun, but we love living here.
What is one habit that you keep?
I get up every morning at 5:30 and stretch. If I don't stretch, I don't feel really good at the end of the day. So that's definitely one habit I get that I do every single day is get up early.
Who are some people that influence you?
Mark Smith, who was my former dean of students at Eckerd College, is a huge influence on my life. He really kind of took over the father figure, and his mantra was givers always win and takers always lose. And I really kind of took to that. And then Dr. Williams, she's just amazing role model, and her perseverance and her leadership skills are just, you know, I want to be Dr. Williams when I grow up.
What is one piece of insight, a book, methodology, or practice that you would share with our readers?
There's a book by Adam Grant about giving. So you could see my theme. That book definitely has reinforced what I've kind of learned and what I do really in philanthropy and giving back to the community. So that's definitely a book I would recommend.
What is one thing you wish you knew about your work 3 years ago?
Like I said, I really wish I knew more about St. Pete College 3 years ago. And it's almost been 3 years since I started working there. The scope of what St. Pete College does is amazing. I mean, people don't realize it's not JC anymore. It's 20 BA degrees. It's College of Nursing. It's certificates. We're all over the county, from the bottom of the county all the way to the top with 11 sites. Really, that's what I really wish I knew. I was more involved in St. Pete College.
What's next?
We've got a big fundraising campaign on the horizon. You can see the theme here. So I'm really excited about that. My two kids are out of college, so that's also on the horizon. More camping, more kind of empty nesting. So that's on the personal side, that's what's up next. And then this big campaign we're going to be doing to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the college. So that's what's next.
Thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.